everyone and welcome to the Outsiders Cricket Podcast. I'm your host Rudra and today we're going to be talking about the group stage of the World Cup that has just come to an end 3 minutes ago with Zimbabwe beating Scotland by 5 wickets and entering the Super 12 stage of the World Cup. We'll talk about all of that later. Sri Lanka, Netherlands, Zimbabwe, Ireland are the four teams that have qualified for the Super 12 stage. Sri Lanka and Ireland being the teams that have gone into Group 1, Netherlands and Zimbabwe that have come to Group 2, Group B with India. We'll talk about all of that and how the matchups are going to shape up. But firstly, let us just start off by talking about the topic that everyone has been talking about for the past 2 days. The two-time world champions, the mighty West Indies, have crashed out of the competition in the group stage, not having qualified to the Super 12s for the first time in the history of the competition. Okay, so how do we look at this? I mean, if you see on one hand, the idea that everyone has of West Indies in their mind is they're a ruthless team, they're brutal, there's no competition in T20s. I mean, they'll just go hard from ball one and then the chances of them not qualifying for the World Cup, I mean, yes, that seems a bit of a shock. But to be honest, is it really that shocking? Because I just pulled up a few stats of the West Indian records over the past couple of years. And if you see their record just this past year, after the T20 World Cup last year, they have lost 11 out of 14 white ball series in international cricket. They won 3, out of which one of them was against Netherlands. So, I mean, does it really count? And again, the thing that me and Siddhant were talking about in the last episode, like the talking point about the West Indies this year was the fact that were the players who weren't even a part of their squad. I mean, okay, you look at the players that they haven't picked this year. Andre Russell, Sunil Narayan, Shimron Hetmyer missed the squad because of a plane ticket. There's no Pollard. Bravo obviously isn't around anymore. So, I mean, what is this team even doing? I mean, if you look at their captain, Nicholas Puran, I mean, he's a great player. I absolutely love him. But he's not a good captain. And now, Cricket West Indies has come up with something like the players are going to be penalized because of the fact that they weren't able to make to the Super 12s of the World Cup. I mean, is that really fair to the players? Because if you look at the management and if you look at the way West Indies have structured their team over the past couple of years, this was bound to happen sooner or later. And I think it's more of a wake-up call for West Indies more than anything. I mean, if they don't structure their squad well, I think they aren't even going to qualify for the World Cup next year. Like, even if I don't know if they've qualified yet, but even if they have, they aren't going to win shit if they're going to play like this. So yeah, for me, to be honest, I think I'm not that surprised, because if you look at the other teams that have played, Ireland has been in great form over the past couple of years. They played a series against India. Although they lost the series 2-1, they nearly won the second game. If you all remember, it was a great game. More than 400 runs were scored in it. And Ireland nearly won the series from India 2-1. So teams like Ireland, teams like, obviously, you never rule out Sri Lanka. Like, okay, so let's start off by talking about Group 1, right? On the very first night, Namibia beats Sri Lanka. And everyone's shocked. Everyone's like, okay, Namibia is going to qualify. Will Sri Lanka qualify or not? But that's the thing about great teams. I mean, Sri Lanka, yes, they lost the first game, but it's fine. It's a World Cup. Players are playing their first game. There's a bit of rustiness. All of that is fine. But then Sri Lanka came back, won their next two games, qualified on the top of the group. And now they're a part of the group A in the World Cup. On the other hand, teams like Namibia, I mean, I actually like Namibia's team. Like, they've got a couple of really good players who've been playing international cricket for like more than a decade now. But it's just the fact that they couldn't capitalize on those key moments in the game, which is why they lost to both Netherlands and UAE, and they were knocked out of the competition. You look at Zimbabwe again. Zimbabwe won their first game against Ireland, won against Scotland. Yes, they lost to the West Indies, I mean, but that's fine. They're just getting started into the competition, and so that'll keep going on. But West Indies, I mean, it's an absolute shocker just thinking about the fact that West Indies haven't even made it to the Super 12 of the World Cup and won't play a single game in the competition. Like, I really don't know what to say, but it's a wake-up call more than anything, I think. And they deserved it, to be honest. Okay, so what it comes down to is, how are the groups looking now for the World Cup, now that the group stage is over? So let me just get you through this. Group 1 of the World Cup, I mean, that's the group of death, according to me. If you look at the teams, oh my God, they've got Australia, England, New Zealand, Sri Lanka, Afghanistan, Ireland. I mean, we were talking about the fact about how Afghanistan could be those could be the team that has played the spoil sport, and they could spoil a game for England or Australia or New Zealand. But I mean, if you see, if you look at the group now, Sri Lanka and Ireland are two great teams. I mean, Sri Lanka, obviously we know they won the Asia Cup this year. Ireland, as I said, has been in great form. And is it going to be a cakewalk for Australia and England this year? Because I definitely don't think so. Australia, Ireland, Sri Lanka, New Zealand, you cannot rule those teams out. I mean, I honestly think we could see an unexpected team qualifying for the World Cup instead of Australia or England. Like this, that's a reality which I think we could see happening this year. I honestly want Ireland and Sri Lanka, both of them, to do well. Sri Lanka thoroughly deserve it. Like I talked about it in the last episode, Sri Lanka have got a couple of great young players, and they've got a great young captain. And the way they've structured their team over the past 2 or 3 years, after that decline that they had in the between 2016 and 2020, they've rebuilt their team in a way that they can perform on the global stage like they used to like 10 or 15 years ago. So I'm very, very happy for Sri Lanka, and I think they're going to do well at this World Cup. On the other hand, if you look at Group 2, we've got Zimbabwe, Bangladesh, India, Pakistan, South Africa, and Netherlands. I mean, I said this before and I stand by it. South Africa look like they're really going to do well at this World Cup. You look at the way the fixtures are for South Africa, right? South Africa are first playing Zimbabwe and Bangladesh. Those are their first two games, and those are two great games against not so strong teams that South Africa can capitalize on, win the games, get the momentum when they face India in the third game. And I think we really have to be careful about that, because if we lose to Pakistan in the first game, or if it's washed out because of rain, like, you know, it's predicted that it's gonna rain, I think we could really be in danger of not qualifying to the semis once again this year. So I think we've got to watch out for that. And again, the two teams that have qualified, I think India got lucky this time that neither of Sri Lanka, West Indies, Ireland, neither of the stronger teams in the group stage made it to our group. So I think that's kind of an advantage that we have. But again, the two games we have to watch out for are India versus Pakistan and obviously South Africa. I stand by what I said before. South Africa look favorites to me to win the World Cup this year, and I think they're definitely going to finish the group stage as table toppers. Group one will be the group to watch out for. I'm really, really excited to see who actually gives a fight to England and Australia, because everyone's saying, all the experts, everywhere that I read and hear, I've heard that Australia and England are clear favorites to go through to the semis. So I'm really excited to see if any of the teams can ruin that prediction. But yeah, that was a short roundup of the group stage and what we're looking forward to in the coming couple of weeks. The first game of the World Cup starts tomorrow night when Australia plays New Zealand. That's a really good opening game. I mean, Australia, first game playing against New Zealand, maybe they're a bit rusty. There are a couple of injuries over there. What will be their balance? New Zealand, again, they won the triangular series that they had at home against Pakistan and Bangladesh, I think it was. So excited to see if New Zealand could maybe cause an upset in the first game of the competition. So yeah, I'm obviously looking forward to the game Sunday night, India versus Pakistan, Melbourne. I really hope it doesn't rain and we have a good game on our hands. So yeah, that was a short roundup of the group stage of the World Cup. I'll be back with a couple of more episodes as the games start, and I hope you'll enjoy listening to it. Thank you for listening, and until next time, thank you and goodbye.